All right. Hey, what's up? Today, I wanted to talk about social and maybe a little project that I think is worth you and your team doing. So in my course agency launch, I've got a number of modules about social, how to work it properly, how to use it to build your brand, how to become the expert in your town, in your field, you know, so, and also how to get people to get to know you. Like the person, not just the insurance professional or the business owner, right? I think the power behind social is trying to connect with others that are like you, attract other people that are like you so that they want to do business with you, okay? So I teach how to build an audience, what kind of content to put out in my course, but something I'm going to kind of give away to you right now that I think is a good idea, depending on what platform you're using. I've used almost all of them. LinkedIn, I'm really heavy, obviously, with professionals. Facebook, I use, and I'm pretty private on Facebook. I've opened up a little bit more to people like you in the insurance world. But for many years, it was really just there for people that I knew personally. And I kept kind of a tight lid on it and just kind of was a little more private on Facebook as a choice. I onboarded Instagram many years ago. That's a little bit different. That's where you can see my personality. That's where you can see me doing things outside of work. You can see me golfing. You can see me doing the things that I enjoy doing. I talk about, you know, music or movies and what I'm doing outside and, you know, what I'm doing when I'm not working. That's what I use kind of on Instagram. But I also use Instagram for professional stuff too. I'm trying to do more reels and stories. You know, there's good audience there. You get good reach on Instagram still. I'm not on TikTok yet. That's been something that I just haven't had the energy to onboard yet, but I would encourage it. And Twitter is just a mess. So, you know, I'm pretty much spending my time on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. So something that, you know, the theory behind what you're doing on social A is to be social, right? So if anybody's going to comment or whatever, you know, engage with the people that you engage with. But when it comes to building your brand and building trust and getting more business, but also from a retention standpoint, I think it's wise to pick a platform, pick one, and, you know, open it up to your book of business. And what I mean by that is what I think would be a good use of your time, maybe your staff's time. I might hire a teenager or have, you know, one of my kids do this, is give them access to my account and then give them an entire list of my book of business and say, hey, here are all the people that I insure. I want you to find all of them on Instagram and connect with them and really broaden your scope. So now you've got a different way to connect with your clients outside of just being in the office or getting on the telephone or doing text or email or stuff like that. They get to see you outside of your little insurance bubble, and they get to see you as a person and a human being. Maybe they see you as a mother or a father or a fan of your favorite sports team or a fan of the band that you like, or maybe that you're involved in community activities or the church that you go to or the animals that you love or whatever. It really broadens their perception of you as a person. And it's going to do a number of things for you as long as you post regularly and are honest and authentic in what you're putting out there. We have more in common with people than we don't. Does that make sense? Like, so if you're a mother or a father, and you're posting things about your kids and the things that maybe some of the, you know, funny stories or highlights or struggles that you're having, you know, being a parent, and that's the kind of stuff that you put out there, you know, you're going to, the people that are reading those posts are going through the same thing you are. The parents are going through this, the other parents are going through the same thing you are, and they're going to resonate with that, and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, that happened to me. And they're going to feel another connection to you. I talk about music and sports and movies and stuff because that's stuff that I like to put out. But so I put out a lot of stuff about obviously the Foo Fighters and things like that. So the Chicago Cubs or golf and stuff like that. So anytime I post something like that, people that are golfers or are fans of that band or fans of that team, you know, connect with me. You know, they're like, oh my God, you're a Cubs fan too? Awesome. And so those kind of things make make you feel just more connected to people. And with that comes like this innate level of like your trust deepens. Your relationship with them, even though you're not seeing them regularly, deepens a little bit. They feel more connected to you because you have a shared experience. And that helps with retention. That gives you something else to talk about when you see each other in real time. Okay. That gives you some common ground to stand on in this world, which is something that I think we are all thirsting for more of. And so my advice to you is to print out your entire book of business and pick a platform and connect with as many of your clients as you can. And be mindful of that, you know, when you're posting your stuff. I've done an episode in the past that I would encourage you to listen to on what not to post, you know, but that's up to you. You know, this is your channel. What you put out there is your choice. If you're going to be controversial with certain things out there, you know, politics, you know, religion, things like that. If you choose to do that, you know, that's on you. You can do that if you want to, but there are different challenges that come with that as well. We live in a pretty, you know, the social media landscape can be messy. If you don't control it properly, if you don't respond to it properly. And so it can be a messy landscape out there, but if you're intentional with it, if you're putting out, you know, just stuff about you and you're mixing in things about, you know, good tips about insurance and what people should be looking out for and things like that, this is going to deepen your relationship with your current clients. It's going to give them another channel to communicate with you, which some people like and some people don't. So again, this is just something that you can try. The other thing too is like, if you do this and you don't like it because all of a sudden you feel like your book of business has a different avenue to access you and get a hold of you and bother you and DM you at midnight. You know what? This is all, social is all a choice, okay? You can disconnect with anybody that you don't want to be connected with, okay? These moves are not permanent, all right? So keep that in mind too. So I think it's smart to put yourself out there that way so that people can see you for who you are, not just as, you know, their insurance agent. You're a person with feelings, and maybe you've got a family, and you've got likes and dislikes. And I think it's a smart move to put yourself out there that way so that you can deepen your relationships and your connections with your book. So there you go. That's what I got for you today. My name is Matt. This is Agency Launch. You can find me all over the place. Do me a favor, send me a text, 208-213-8809, and hop in my texting community. And you should connect with me too. I'm on Instagram at Dietz Agency. You can find me on Facebook as well, and LinkedIn, of course, too. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work. Hey, what's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Agency Launch. This is the podcast where I talk about what it's like to run an insurance agency. I have been an agency owner for almost 18 years. I have about 4,400 policies, and I run my agency with just 2 employees. So there's 3 of us here. I talk about sales and marketing strategies for insurance agents. I talk about how to staff for insurance agencies. I talk about how to give great and unexpected customer service. And I use my agency as a way to tell stories and to give experiences on things that work and things that don't work. So thank you for listening. Real quick, I am running a end of year flash sale for everything on Agency Launch. This is my broke agent Black Friday New Year's resolution deal. I understand that money is tight when you're a new agency owner. I remember my first folio, I made $204, and I'm trying to make my course available to those who really need it. So I'm giving 50% off for a limited time. This course, it'll run you what is that? Like $80 a month, $80 a month, for this platform, which is, it's incredibly underpriced. But I want to make it available to those who really need it right now. So if you use the code 2023, when you check out, you can get anything in Agency Launch for 50% off. So get in.